because we've all been there. It's the second date update on the Keola Show, 1027 The Bomb.
And we got Hayden on the line this morning. Hayden, what's going on, my brother?
I went out with a girl named Alessia. I guess I'm being ghosted. We met on Hinge, and we had, like, instant chemistry, you know? We went out for drinks, and things went so well that, you know, we ended up walking on the beach. We kissed a bit, and it ended up going back to my place.
Mm.
So we hooked up, you know, and
I love how you said so casually. Yeah, walked to the beach, grabbed some drinks. We oofed. Good times. It was good days.
Yeah.
Successful.
Right. I mean, yeah, the point is it was super successful, you know, lots of chemistry. And after that, she hasn't responded to any of my messages, and I really don't understand why.
Well, after you're done, as you so, you know, casually put it, oofed. Like, what was it like after that? Were you guys, like, kind of hanging out for a bit, or just kind of get up, put your stuff back on and out, or, like, what was the vibe at the end?
Oh, yeah, did you kick her out? Were you rude about it?
I mean, I didn't kick her out, but she, you know, she said she had to go.
And you said, thank God.
We did part ways.
Are you anti-cuddle?
No, not at all. No, there was maybe a little bit of that, but, yeah, it just seemed like maybe she... you know, had to get home.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah,
I encourage that. Bye. No, I'm joking. All right. Well, Hayden, let's just give her a call. We'll figure out what happened. You said Alessia is her name, right? Like Alessia Cara?
That's right.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Stay quiet on the other line if that's okay. Let Kimmy, Joe, and myself do the talking. We'll figure out what happened and see if we can reconnect the two of you, okay?
Gotcha, yep.
Okay, let's...
Hello,
is this Alessia?
This is she.
I'm sorry.
I love your music, girl.
Alessia, it's Keola, Kimmy, and Joe.
How's it
going, the Keola Show with Kimmy and Joe? How's it going, Alessia?
It's going well. Hi, how are you guys?
That was pretty good, honestly.
Aside from giving you a really bad Alessia Cara impersonation, you're fantastic
it was okay,
here.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Thank you. I'll take it. I'd play the song, but it, you know, we got really bad computers here. It didn't take like 20 minutes for it to load. Anyway.
That kind of time.
Yeah, Alessia, gotta let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep talking if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Cool. Yeah, so we're calling up actually about this guy. You met him on Hinge. You guys went for a walk on the beach, had some drinks, ended up back at his place. You oofed, everything was cool, and then you left. You had something to do, yeah. So do you know who we're referring to, first of all? And second of all, can you fill us in on what happened?
This is about Hayden, isn't it? That night was cringy. A little cringy.
Cringy?
Yeah, in what way?
Okay, so the date went really well. Like, drinks was great. Walking on the beach was great. And then we ended up back at his place, and that's where things got weird.
Oh, does he have skeletons in his closet?
No,
literally,
like,
or
honestly,
not.
It was fine.
Leftover Halloween decorations.
That's last year.
Hey, brother, we already in Alakaina. We're in November now. You may want to take down the skeletons and the cowwebs. I mean, the spider webs. Kind of, it's like I'm not sure if that's real or fake, or you're just lazy and don't clean your house.
Right?
Be lazy,
yeah.
Things were fine until we were hooking up. It was great. I was really into him. But, you know, I asked him if he had protection. I didn't think I needed to specify.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean protection? Yeah.
Donovanitis.
Okay, so... you were looking for the USC Trojans.
So yeah, he told me he did, and then he rummaged around on his dresser for a second, and then we, you know, went for it. Something was off. It was making this like crunchy noise, and it felt like slippery in a bad way.
What are you talking? Like, this is in his dresser, or this is like.
In you.
Oh, God. I was trying to go for the jugular, brother.
I have to know.
Well, I found out later that the reason it was all weird is because he had rubber banded a Ziploc to his...
What?
Who does that?
Oh, are you... No. I always thought that was like urban legend.
That doesn't work.
So did I.
I have a lot of guy friends, and I've been single for like majority of my life. I have never heard anybody that actually tried to do that.
Okay, but would they tell you if they actually tried to do it?
I hope so, because I told him so many embarrassing stories about my dating escapades that if you're not going to reciprocate, we shouldn't be friends.
Wow.
So,
yeah, I imagine that would feel terrible.
Why would you do that? That must hurt.
And why does he have a Ziploc bag at his on his bedside shelf or whatever it is?
Yeah, what was in it? His nightstand. Sandwich?
Like, who carries Ziploc bags on their nightstand?
Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't asking questions at that point.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Did it work?
I'm late.
Yeah, are you late?
Yeah, I know, right?
You're having little sandwiches.
Well, Alessia, I'm sorry. Yeah. Are you going to have a cold cut trio?
That's funny, you guys.
Well, I mean, look, there's a punchline in here somewhere. I mean, if it is a foot long, you know, or was it a 6-incher?
Yeah, you got a size bag for that one.
Yeah, a little Parmesan. All right.
Or was it disappointing in a snack size?
Well, Alessia, I'm sorry, not to make it more awkward than it already is. Hayden's been on the other line. He had called us to call you. Hayden!
Mr. Ziploc, what's
up? Judas Priest, did you not have sex ed as a kid when you were going to school?
No, I did. I...
Were you paying attention, or what happened?
It's really embarrassing. I mean, I didn't anticipate for things to go the way they did, and I realized I didn't have a condom, so I kind of...
So what, you get a Ziploc Secure bag?
That doesn't help.
Secure seal.
Oh, yeah, did you use a freezer bag or just, like, the thin ones? Because I hope it was a freezer bag.
Depends. If you don't pull a guy on the bed, the corner of the bed, you know, the monster guy. Yeah, you need the freezer bag.
Yeah,
you need the gallons. Mine's just more of a snack pack.
Yeah.
That's a little Scooby snack.
This is
a buffet, bro. Hayden, go ahead, though. I'm sorry. So you just didn't have any prophylactics. So you resorted to using a Ziploc bag in lieu of the USC Trojans that you did not have.
Yeah, I just saw it there and thought it could work. You know, I didn't want to, like, ruin the... moment, you know.
Oh, that doesn't ruin it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I was just thinking, I'm bearing in mind I'm a guy, so I'm handicapped in terms of this. Alessia, I can't imagine. Ow. I don't know. I don't know.
It
wouldn't necessarily hurt. I can imagine that it would feel weird, like she said.
Weird.
Loose in some way, so that wouldn't, it would.
If I were a girl, I'd be like, damn, how thick is this thing, man?
No, you don't fill up the bag, that's why. You just fill up a portion of the bag. Jeez.
This isn't, like, sensitive to touch here, man. It like, feels like there's a force field between us. It's like tarp.
Yeah.
It's like a tarp in me.
Tearing me up.
Hayden, okay, you know what, before, I need to address this, Hayden, I need answers. Sincerely, though, you don't have any prophylactics at your nightstand, but you've got a Ziploc bag and a rubber band. Why is it that you have, I don't know anybody that has a Ziploc bag just kicking it on their nightstand with a rubber band, which leads me to believe that maybe that is your version of the prophylactics that you may use more often than not versus actually buying one. Maybe you're a paquet. Maybe you're, you know, you're paquet protected.
That is not a normal situation for me. No, I just panicked and... I don't know. It was something I probably ate. Yeah, and it was just...
Oh!
I know.
Gosh.
Well, I hope you used the food side for yourself.
There wasn't, like, tons of
gosh. Well, Alessia, I feel uncomfortable making this argument, Kimmy, because I feel like Hayden was just... It was quite the egregious thing to do to a woman, in my opinion.
Why wouldn't you
at that point in time, you just gotta say, I don't have anything.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe we should go on another date some other time and I'll pick something up, you know, in advance.
Probably he could have just asked me. I had one in my purse.
Oh,
well, there's that. I mean, yeah.
Now, how dumb do you feel?
You could have asked him for a hand.
Really, Joe? Yeah. That's what you're going with this? He could have asked her.
I need
for
a helping
that.
Hand.
No.
You know, could have talked to me
right.
about it.
Hayden?
I think you're just honest at that point. You're like, I don't have one.
I don't have one. And then that's when Alessia would say, you know what? Funny enough, I do.
I do. Let's get
and then
it
that way you don't have to stick your snack pack in me.
Yeah.
But you had your little Cheerios in.
Yeah. Cheerios. You have to put your peanut butter jelly up in there.
Oh, jeez.
All right? Your PB&J.
Well, you guys are killing me.
I'm ready to throw up. I feel so bad for you. What do you think, Kimmy?
Honestly, I mean, I think this was like he clearly really likes her and he really should have been honest and said, no, I don't have one. And he just went with the first thing he saw, which was.
Yeah, but does my Scooby snack pack work for you? Because I'm going to, you want to try this?
I mean, I personally would not want to feel that sensation. And I don't think that it would lead to a good memory in her mind.
Yeah.
You know.
And from a guy's perspective, Ziplocs, they're thick, man. You're not going to feel anything here. Yes. You might as well not do it.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to feel
no
anything.
Sensation in that.
Yeah. Alessia, you know what? When I get home, I'll try it out.
Okay,
I'll let you know how this goes.
Right now, and there's too much Ziploc.
There's just too much. Yeah, it's too thick, bro.
I don't know.
I need you to cater to my needs as well. I need the sensations.
And the sandwich one, unless you're zipping it up as you put it in, that's not going to work.
Well, he had the rubber band, don't forget.
Oh, well, there's that. Okay, so what you know, maybe,
painful.
What about Saran Wrap, man? If you get them long enough.
There you go.
Why are we having this conversation? Anyway, Alessia.
That's a bad idea. Just
Alessia.
Use what they make.
You know, it sounds like Hayden really likes you. I think, you know what it is? When you kind of get into that moment of excitement, and keep in mind, you guys barely knew each other. It was like first date. You literally, if you don't have the appropriate equipment that he should have had readily available that you did have in your defense, you know, sometimes you just get pumped up. Like, you make bad choices because you're just in the moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, what a comedian put it best, I can't remember. It's like, they ain't no better than you. And that's a fact.
Yeah, awesome, man.
So he probably was just overwhelmed. He was probably excited. Didn't want to, like, lose the opportunity of this occurring. So he MacGyvered that thing, man. He got a MacGyver snack pack and just made do with what he had to do. And the good news is, at least he did. Even though, Hayden, you realize that Ziploc bags don't work, right? I hate to be Captain Obvious here, but.
Yeah.
The point being, his intentions were good because he wanted to practice safely. Right?
Snack safely.
He wants some safe snacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was more dumb than malicious.
Exactly. And his intention was good. He was obviously, you know, he didn't know any better that really Ziploc bag is ineffective. But it's the point that he thought it was effective, so he was trying to do a solid. And like Kimmy said, he's not very smart in that department.
You know, I mean.
Yeah.
Honestly, of all the things we've heard on Second Date, I mean, this is dumb, but it's not horrible.
Wrapping up a snack pack ain't that bad in the grand scheme of Second Date updates.
It's really, it's
so how about we pay for dinner and drinks? Hayden, in the meantime, go hit up Long's Drugs.
Please.
Stock up, buddy.
Stock up,
yes. And, you know, this doesn't include, like, inflatable balloons, by the way, okay?
No.
You actually need to get the ones that are made purposefully, specifically for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys take it from there, because Alessia, aside from the snack pack, like, you got along, right? You enjoyed his company. You found him attractive.
Yeah. It was definitely mutual. It was a great date.
Okay. And those are all things that are irreparable. In other words, like, I can't fix that.
Mm-hmm.
I can fix a snack pack. I should say, we can replace a snack pack with actual USC Trojans, which, Hayden, you will go purchase some, correct? So this doesn't happen again.
Go Costco, get the
big
box.
I'm going to buy, like, a Costco-sized box.
Good.
Well, I don't know. That's maybe a little overambitious. They do expire, you know.
That's and then you think quite highly of your game if that's
the
case.
Right. Yeah. Sounds like you're not
But how about we set you guys up with dinner and drinks on us, and then you guys take it from there. Alessia, no more Ziploc snack packs.
Sounds good to me.
I'm not asking you, Hayden. I'm asking Alessia.
I'll give him another chance.
I think that's worthy. I agree. I think you should. He sounds like a nice guy.
He's just, you know.
Yeah.
Needs a little more education.
He just affiliates sex with takeout, apparently.